Hey, Sherry.
Gene Cousineau. Always good to see you.
Thank you. It's what I do.
If I want pure sorrow, I call up Princess Diana's death. Or the day that my dad fell off the roof when I was a kid. Kaplunk.
I remember once Patrick Swayze, a true friend, until we had a falling out and he had it written into his will that I was barred from his funeral.
I once auditioned for the guy that robbed the house on Full House. And I carried a loaded Beretta with me into the audition. Just to feel the weight of it.
Wow. Did she get the part?
Oh, they freaked out. Now look, you're in a shell. You need to break out. And I've got the perfect antidote for you. 10 cc's of pure Mamet.
Mamet?
Yeah. You're going to play Blake in Glengarry Glen Ross, the movie. I'm going to send you the pages. Here's my only direction. Let the cat out.
All right, it's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. The much-anticipated third season of HBO's Barry is finally coming this Sunday at 9 p.m. and on HBO Max. It stars Bill Hader and our guest this morning, TV legend Henry Winkler. Welcome in, Henry.
Oh, my goodness. What a pleasure to chat with you. How are you?
I am great. You are on the road again, aren't you?
We are. And the last time I was on the road, I was in your studio today.
Yes.
I'm in Austin, Texas.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. What do you got going on there?
We are, some of the cast of Barry is here to promote the show, because this Sunday at 10 o'clock on HBO, we premiere our third season, and we're at the Festival of Laughs.
Oh, cool.
Just for Laughs.
Oh, very, very cool. Well, I want to start this conversation. It has been since 2019, since we've seen a new episode. And that's the last we were here, right? In Chicago, we were in studio together.
Absolutely.
And I'm looking at the reviews for the new season. It's off the charts. Like Rotten Tomatoes, who really doesn't say anything nice about anybody, says this new season is a masterpiece.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it is. You know, when you're doing it, you don't think about reviews. You think about, this is such complicated and funny and crazy material. And you just are there. And with me, my fellow actor was Bill.
Right.
And just because he's also the writer, mm-hmm. the producer, the director, and the star of the show, you want to get it right.
No question.
You know, and that's all you can think about. And then, oh my gosh, it comes to life, and now it's going to go out in the world. And the cast, we all met Thursday, I think, in last Thursday in L.A. for the premiere, and it was amazing.
Yeah, I was going to say, you filmed the new season last summer, I think early fall. How cathartic it was, I'm sure, to be finally back on set working with these great people that you're surrounded with.
Well, you know, March 2020, we're at the table, we're reading the scripts, there's a lunch for us, we're all hand-picking the food. We come in the next day to read the next two scripts, and NBA had canceled their season.
Right.
And so Bill and the producer looked at each other, and Alec Berg, Bill's partner, and said, wait a minute, we better go home for a while. They said, we'll be back in 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And then it was like 2.5 years later.
I know, that's crazy. But here's the thing about you, and I've gotten to know you personally and as an actor. You know, the character, even though you haven't really played that role for 2.5 years, that character really never leaves you, does it?
No, it doesn't. And you know what is the truth? Just a technical thing about acting. Let's imagine that it was a play. You do the play, you rehearse the play, you put it up on its feet, you're doing it for an audience, and now you stop doing that play for 2 years. You come back, and the play has grown in you.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it comes, and it's thicker, it's better, it's maybe a little more interesting. I have to let somebody else decide that. But it really changes inside you.
Well, and this role for you of Gene is so intense, especially the relationship between you and Bill Hader's Barry. And I saw the trailer, and I know there's some very interesting twists and turns this season. Your character, without giving everything away, knows something that Barry did, and there's an element of revenge here, and so this intensity is just going to get even deeper.
Well, that is true. Now, remember the end of season two, which, by the way, that shot of me lying in bed was shot on stage 19 on Paramount Lot, the very soundstage we shot Happy Days for 10 years.
That's awesome.
So here I am all these years later shooting this other wonderful show in the same spot. That was amazing.
That's fun.
Okay, so we are left knowing that Bill Hader's character killed the love of my life. I finally found somebody who is filling my heart, and he has ripped her away. And now the third season starts.
Yeah. That's going to be fabulous. That's going to be fabulous. Henry, stick around with us for just a few more minutes. We're talking to TV legend Henry Winkler. The new season of HBO's Barry premieres this Sunday.
Dave Pryor, WGN.
What's that? This happens to be a list of the qualifications of a perfect wife. All right, one, good listener.
Yeah, right.
Two, good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Three, no mustache.
No.
Four, and this is a biggie, must be untried.
Oh, right, untried.
Five.
What's untried? Dummy. It means she's never been in court.
All right, it's Dave Pryor on 720 WGN. We're talking to TV legend Henry Winkler. HBO's Barry premieres this Sunday at 9 Central. Henry, you played so many familiar characters, you know, from Happy Days, Arrested Development, The Waterboy. You mean something so different to different generations. What do people you run into, like fans, want to talk about the most with you?
Well, you know what is great is that it all depends on the generation. And I know exactly when they grew up because they will mention all those. Then there's Scream in there, Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
It all depends on how old they are. And it is so lovely because there's always a smile on their face.
Yeah, you've touched so many people. You know, at 27, you got the Fonz. At 72, you got Gene on Barry. You've been
fantastic.
You've been living the dream for 50 years, my friend.
Yes, and I do not take that for granted for one minute. I mean, there are men my age sitting at home waiting for the phone to ring.
Yeah.
Maybe have put the phone in the closet and put it away.
Yeah.
And here I am in this vibrant, funny, twisted, smart show. I'm overwhelmed, and I get to work with Bill Hader, who is my director and my star, and he is also generous. You know, if I do something that makes him laugh, he will. You know, you can see sometimes in a scene where his shoulders are bouncing up and down because he's enjoying whatever the other person is doing.
I love that. And I know, you know, it hasn't been officially renewed yet, but I know the fourth season is already being written, concepted, and everything else. So, you know, hoping
Bill
that's
can't gonna help himself.
I hope the show lasts a long time because it's so much
Thank
fun.
You.
A few months ago, you had some memorabilia in your personal collection. You put it up for auction, including one of your original leather jackets. Was it time to let some of this stuff go?
You know what? It really was. This is what happened during the pandemic. I started looking in the nooks and crannies of the house.
Yeah, we all
did.
And
I found 27 boxes.
Wow.
And I went, oh my God, look at this. This is great. I have no idea what's in here. And as I went through it, I had no idea I had kept that.
Wow.
And I thought, if I haven't seen it in 20, 30, 40 years, maybe it's time to give it to the universe. Now, when after the first year of Happy Days, the original jacket was stolen.
Okay.
And no one knew. So they made six, and they put them under lock and key. They fit me for a leather jacket. One, we gave to the Smithsonian.
Yeah, yeah.
One, Gary, rest his soul, Marshall, took. I had three. And one, we ripped out the lining when I water skied and jumped the shark.
Right. Right.
So I kept two, and I had the overalls that I wore when I was at the garage.
Wow.
I had T-shirts. I had stuff that was given to me from every show I've produced.
That's great.
That I've been in, that I guest starred on. It was amazing.
That's great. Time to let some of it go. I love it.
Really?
I love
really?
It. I love it. Hey, in a couple weeks, you're giving a commencement address to some very lucky graduates. What a thrill that must be.
You know what it is? Because I tell them what I've learned, that they're going to be fine, that they have to be honest about their talent, and then they have to be tenacious. And if they march with a positive attitude toward their dream, there is no reason you cannot live that dream.
Which is how you lived your life.
I'm proof.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I was going to say, you've lived your life.
I was told I would never achieve.
Right. 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 Exactly. And I know with some challenges, and I know, before I let you go, Henry, I know you and Lynn Oliver, you know, have written Alien Superstar, all the Hank Zipser series, which is about some of those struggles that, you know, you never thought you would make it. What's coming up next? You've got to be writing some other books.
So we've just written our 38th novel together.
Wow. That's great.
And it is, it comes out next year. And I will just tell you, it is about a little duckling on a beautiful pond in New Hampshire who dreams of being a detective.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. That's awesome. That's awesome.
And her best friend, a salamander, says to her, you know what? You're going to be great. I know it. You could do anything you want.
See, and every one of your books are like that. They're motivational. For the kids.
Yeah,
no question. Yeah. Very cool. TV legend Henry Winkler, HBO's Barry Season 3 airs Sunday at 9 Central and will stream on HBO Max.
Can I ask you one question?
Yes, sir.
How's your family?
Family is doing great. I know you know my youngest has some reading issues, some ADHD, and he's doing great. He got some books from you last time we were here, so I appreciate that. But yeah, got a 21-year-old, a 16-year-old, and a 10-year-old, so life is really
unbelievable.
Busy.
That's great.
Thank you, Henry. I appreciate that. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely the best to you.
Be well. Safe travels.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye now.